grasshoppend and I mean, you look already and nice, I can tell that you're the right person. I don't know how you take this, but sound funny really, but I have to tell this. I've got to tell that. I've got to. Alright. So please, don't take it the wrong way. Do not. Do not. Okay. Okay. Do not. Do not. Alright. Alright. Just see me. Look at me. Look at me. You were the right person. Beginning, you always were. I don't know what to put this, but from the first time I saw you, you were just like something else. Alright. You were beautiful, you were smart, you were like everything. You meant everything. And we spent and so it was so fucking nice. It was amazing. On top of that it was fucking funny. I mean, I shared a lot of treasurely moments with you that I cannot possibly forget, and nobody can take them away from me. Alright. No, I'm fine. It's just see you like this. You're cute, innocent, and so beautiful. And you know what you remind me? You remind me of being a wife. You look like a wife. No. Sweetheart, don't take this the wrong way. Hey, that's not what I meant. Hey, I mean, you look so beautiful and you're cute and everything that I would just miss the opportunity if I don't grab it now to just tell you that. Your babies. I don't want your babies. I want your babies. No. Hey, I wasn't liking. I wasn't liking in the beginning. I wasn't. Trust me. Trust me. Wasn't. I meant that. You're special. And I cannot get you out of my mind from the first time. From the first fucking time, alright? I just remember you. I remember you being that close and that beautiful, but I had to. Just take the chance. Alright. Alright, it's just that. I just had to say that. You were the right fit for me. And that's why I said that. Alright. You were the fucking right fit for me. I want you. I do. I'm not going to ever allow anybody else to take your place. Nobody can. Nobody can. Sweetheart, I want your babies. Alright. I want your babies. Yeah, I'd like to give you a baby. Yeah. No, no. They'll be pretty. They're gonna be pretty. They're gonna be so fucking pretty. Especially with such a beautiful mother as you. I'm not kidding, I'm not fucking kidding, I'm not fucking joking, right, alright, I'm not, you look beautiful, even like when you're asleep, like, and I just come near you and see your face, and I can just tell you, you just don't look like a normal human being, you look like an elf or something like that, you're magical. No, hey, I mean, when I come to see you, like, every night, when I come from work and you are asleep, and it's not only you, like, the whole place is clean anyways, so you definitely do for a while as well. I'm fucking kidding. No, but literally, I'm in love with you. I feel like you're my soulmate. I mean this for real. There's nobody else like you in the entirety of existence there to replace you. I mean, I don't know what I'll do if I lose you. Oh God. I love you so much. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. I meant this. I meant this. From the very fucking beginning, you're just the right person. You're just my right somebody. You're like my friend, and on top of that, you're like, there's no fucking way that we've been talking for 8 straight hours on the phone together. I said it. I love you so much. Alright, I do. I can't lose you. I just can't. You're the air I breathe. Alright. Yeah, you can come closer. Yeah, come closer though. Listen. You're the right person. Yeah, you definitely do for a good wife. That's my point. That was my point, the point I was trying to make. You definitely do for a good wife. I mean, you're young, right? hey, sweetheart. In the end, I just want to make you happy. That's what I'm saying. I like seeing you smile. You're so cute. And like, when you're annoyed, like, it's like, even more funny. Like, even more fucking cute. Oh, sweet boy, are you annoyed by me? No, you. Please, boy. You have to be. Yeah. Look at me. Hey. Oh. There you are. There you are, Sipe. There you are. I wanted you from the very beginning. I didn't even fucking say it to you, but... like... I don't know how I fucking decided, like, Bugland, to go help this lady over there, and you were just standing, like, right behind, just so that you can assist her, and... it was fucking funny, like, the way we met, it was... Oh god. It couldn't be any more better, and it couldn't be any more worse at the same time. And yet here we are. You can do this, baby. You can do this. You can be pregnant for me. You can. Give you babies. You wanna fucking give you babies. I'm serious. I'd love to have a family with you. Yes, I do. I do. I'm serious, alright? Look at you. You look so adorable. You do look so fucking adorable. I can't get you out of my mind ever. You're the right person for a family. Alright. Alright, you are. You are. And on top of that, you're my girlfriend. So, what do you say? Are you gonna be my wife as well in the upcoming future? Come on, seriously. Look at you. You look cute. You fucking look cute. It's alright. Alright, don't believe me. I'm just here to say that. I like you when you smile. You look indeed very good. You do. You look amazing. As always. And if it's fine. You can sleep. You can forget about it. But I'd love it. Consider it. You know what thing. Hey, baby. Come closer to me. Look at me. What I meant to tell you is... I'm sorry if I ever did anything bad to you. Because I now come to understand. And I do understand it now. That you're not just anybody. You're the right person. You're my other half. I can see that smile on your face. advice of yours. It just reminds me of all of the moments we've been experiencing together since the beginning of our relationship. And they were a lot. Like, a whole bunch of them. And the central person in all of them was you. It was always you. You know it was you. And because of that, you're the only girlfriend I could ever have.